Blog Talk Radio.
So we're waiting for him and
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Health and You. We want to thank those of you who are on the line tonight and those of you who are on the Blog Talk Radio sign-in, that this is a very, very special opportunity for us to, once again, every Tuesday, to get together and speak and talk about those things which are relevant to us. those things that have a bearing on our lives. And we know we're now into one of the religious time periods in our country with Lent and Ramadan and other celebrations and religious ceremonies that are taking place. And we just want to talk about those things which we feel that are necessary in this day and time. I think in particular with our spiritual upliftment and our physical development and our optimal health while we're going through these very religious moments and trying to get our lives in order. So tonight, I want to thank those who are on the internet, and those of you who are on the internet, we want you to realize that you can't push one on your phone and call in. So we want you to do one thing. We want you to call a special number that you have a question that you want answered on the line tonight. We will ask you to call 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. And you can text me at that particular number and get an opportunity to ask a question if something is relevant to you tonight or something you feel that you need to know about or want to talk about. The dead phone line will be open for you to text. Also, we want to make sure that those of you who are on the line today, we host these shows every week for you. That's why we call it the science of health and you. And we want you to participate by pressing 1 on your phone to have any questions that we may have that may tweak your thought process or may provoke thought that could be beneficial to you. So, once again, this is IWDM Radio. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for the night show. And we're going to keep it simple tonight. We're not going to keep you too long tonight. We're going to try to get in and get out as we all are approaching our holidays. And I know those of you who are experiencing Ramadan this week, I believe is that we'll cite the new halal on Wednesday, and we start our fast on Thursday. And we're going to try to broadcast our show specifically to the benefit to you. And our programming will start at 4 o'clock instead of the 6 o'clock Central and the 7 o'clock Eastern time. It will be 5 o'clock Eastern time, 4 o'clock Central time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We want to make sure we don't interfere with your Ramadan breaking of the fast and so forth and so on. We want to make sure that you have a nice, relaxed period of time. And what we want you to do is think about what's getting ready to take place in our lives. This spiritual renewal that's taking place also has a lot to do with our physical renewal as well. So we want to make sure that you're provided and given those tools which will make your Ramadan better or your Lent better or whatever you're practicing, whether you be Muslim, Christian, Jew, it doesn't really matter, because we all have to make sure we consume, whether it be physical consumption, whether it be mental consumption. You know, you're going to have to consume something. So the science of health is a very, very broad statement, one that goes in many different directions and many areas. It covers a lot about your human anatomy. We want to make sure that you have that opportunity.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community.
There we go. I accidentally hit the wrong button. Forgive me. So I want to talk about a few things today that I think is relevant. And the things that we talk about here on IWDM, on the Science of Health and You, are always relevant when it comes to us as human beings, when it comes to us and what we consume. And we say this all the time. There's only three or four ways, in fact, only four ways probably, that you can get a disease or something that happens to you. There's only a couple ways for that to happen. I mean, it's something that you inhale, something that you drink, something that you eat. But the most important one, and I left this out the last time I spoke, was your skin. Those four areas of concern, and we'll have Abdul Shaheed kind of talk about that a little bit on consumption, because that's what we're going to talk about tonight, what we consume. Now, we talk about physical consumption. We talk about mental consumptions. We talk about spiritual consumption. All that has a direct bearing on us as a people, a direct bearing on how you think and how you act and we're going to make those connections tonight. And we've been talking about the human brain the last couple months. We've talked about the heart. And we're going to kind of talk about diet a little bit and some of the things that happen to you if you consume the wrong foods. And one of the most important things that we could be doing this particular month to get us in a position and a place in our lives that will make our Ramadan special, your Lent special, or whatever religious activity you're taking place, there are certain things that we must do in order to get the best results. So blood cleansing is one of them, and we're going to concentrate on it today. So if you have a question about what is blood cleansing, you have a question, what do I need to do to make sure my blood gets clean? What types of food should I eat and not eat that affects my bloodstream? And you know, Abdul Shaheed has talked about the blood and the many different diseases that's in your blood, and the fact that we've been doing things all year long, you know, for the last year, the last 30, 40 years, that have affected our blood in the manner in which it should be, because our blood is supposed to be flowing at 186,000 miles per second. And that thought alone is enough to just stop everybody on this line to push one on your phone. 186,000 miles per second, your blood is supposed to be flowing through your body. And I'm telling you, we can study that for the next year and still probably not understand it. So I don't want you to let anything interfere with your ability to reason and perceive. I want you to participate, because this show is for you. It's not for us. We could deliver some information for you, to you, that could be beneficial to you. But what is your problem? What is wrong with you? We have to ask ourselves those questions every single day. What did I do wrong today? What did I eat wrong today? What did I think wrong today? You know, so it's all about you and the science of how you function and how you operate. And that's our premise for how we do what we do. So we want to make sure that all your questions today, please, for the sake of time, make them relative to the conversation. Make them relative to what's being said. I mean, I know we all have comments. I know a lot of things we all want to say. But guess what? We need to address you today. So if this is about you, you have a question about you, make sure you get those questions answered. If it's about your relatives, if it's about your children, if it's about your grandchildren, if it's about a friend, all of us know one thing, and we cannot deny this. You know somebody who's ill. You know somebody who are experiencing problems. See, we want to ensure and make sure that we get those questions answered. So if someone says something to you or you see some of your friends, we should be sharing with them this radio broadcast. Take the time out to learn a little bit about you. So one of the things I want to say today, I don't know whether any of you guys have heard about the Environmental Protection Agency information that came out this past week. The EPA, and they came out with a subject matter, and our President Biden basically addressed this particular subject matter, but how many of you this subject matter? It was about water, the forever chemical that's in water. Now, this is a national concept. I want you guys to hear what I got to say. You should not be drinking any water that comes out of the tap. Now, I'm not saying this. The EPA is telling you this. There is a forever chemical called PSOA that's in the water, and it is deadly. It is damaging to your physical health, to your mental health, to just health, period. Now, this should make all of us press one right now and get ready to go receive. What in the world are you talking about? Your children are drinking water. Your grandchildren are drinking water. People you know are drinking water. And the Environmental Protection Agency, they told you, do not drink the water that comes out of the hydrant. Do not drink the water that comes out of the hydrant. So everybody should be taking notes to make the phone calls right now and let everybody know, get on the line. Get on the line. You're about to hear something that you don't know about, you don't hear about. Then President Biden made the statement that they're going to make these major companies who have put this stuff into the water clean it up themselves. They want, he said, no taxpayer money will go into cleaning up this water. And here's the thing that you have to be concerned about. Cookware. Packaging, when you go out to eat and they wrap it up in hamburger packages or whatever you're buying out, that stuff, the chemicals that's in the packaging, the chemicals that's in all the products that we eat in the packaging, that's where this stuff is. So it's now have overloaded the system in the creation so badly that it's now called the forever chemical. And we will be talking about that tonight. We've had several recalls this week. Those of you who are buying frozen strawberries, stop. They are recalling all the frozen strawberries. And the question that came to me is this. What aren't they telling us? So if it got so bad that you're going to tell us about one thing, you know good and well there's a trickle-down effect on other things. They're recalling some of the meats. They're recalling all different types of things that we have no clue about. So when you tune into the station every Tuesday, you kind of get some updates on what's taking place. You get some information that you probably don't hear naturally from other places and other locations. So our consumption habits are going to have to change. We're going to have to understand there's some things that are taking place in our body chemistry that we have to learn how to correct. So that's what we're looking at today, being able to address some of those particular issues, look at those things in a completely different way, and began to look at ourselves in a completely different way, began to teach ourselves in a completely different way. So I want you guys to really, really pay attention to what's being said tonight on cleaning and cleansing, mental cleansing, physical cleansing. What goes into this whole thing? Because it's a broad subject matter. And we're not going to do today a conversation when I finish my little brief monologue. I just want to prepare you right now to pick up your telephone, text, call a friend, relative, someone, let them know that you need to be on the line tonight. You need to be on this line. Once again, for those of you who are on the internet, that's 650-669-0458. You can text me whatever your question may be, and we'll make sure those things get answered tonight. But we're in the process of trying to create a better understanding of our dietary laws, and we want to take that word diet and give you a new definition of that word diet. D-I-E-T. Do I eat that? Do I drink that? What am I saying to you? Before you put anything in your mouth, ask yourself the question, should I eat this? Should I be drinking that? What are some of the drawbacks if I do? And what's going to happen to me if I take this and consume it and begin the process of digestion? So we're going to talk about digestion. We're going to talk about consumption. We're going to talk about those things which cause problems in our lives. It's so important that we grasp and understand this because we are in total control. We're responsible for what goes into our body. So we talked about the recalls. We hear a lot of the recalls. We've talked about recalls on spinach. We talked about recalls on packaged vegetables. Now we're talking about recalls on frozen fruit. This is real. This is not me talking. This is the Environmental Protection Agency who is sharing with us these particular things. So we're going to have to be more attentive to what's taking place in our lives. We have to really understand why this program is in existence. This is an interactive lab designed to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives, not healthcare initiatives. We want you to be concerned about when you go see your doctor, being able to ask the right questions on why certain things are happening. Why are they doing this? What can I do? And see what kind of answers you get back. See what kind of responses you get back from your doctors, okay? Why would you go without someone to tell you something and not give you an explanation on why or how? Why is this existing in my being? These diseases, these health problems, these kidney problems, these liver problems, this hypertension and diabetes problem, this body is in a diseased state. And so our job is to make sure that you get a better understanding of how your body functions. get a better understanding of what you can do to ensure that your body is functioning or putting yourself in a situation where your body can function differently. So with that, I want Brother Abdul Shaheed, I'm over his mic, and just give us a quick definition of health, but I want you to push one on your telephone before we get too deeply involved in this cleansing process and deeply involved in dietary things that we should be doing during this special month and time that we're living or going through to make sure that you are in optimal health. You're doing the things you need to do on a daily basis to ensure that you clean your blood, that you get the things done that are necessary for your existence. So with that, we want to bring on Abdul Shaheed. Assalamu alaikum, my good brother. How are you?
Walaikum salam. How you doing?
Excuse me. I'm doing very well. I'm just a little bit on the humble side today. Excuse me. I'm reading so much about the things that we talk about.
Absolutely.
On
so many
show,
things.
All of a sudden, it's been all over the news. We talk about water. We talk about eating. We talking about foods and what we should and should not be eating. And everybody and their mothers on the YouTube and the internet now trying to tell us about cells. And that's all we've ever talked about, the study of the human cells, which is the term for cytology. And so we just want to just address some questions tonight, Brother Abdul. We want to share some information about some basic fundamental tools that we need to know about as we begin to change our lives. And I want people to press one on your phone right now. So I'll press one. Get ready while we do this brief overview, and we're going to get into cleansing. So, my brother, the floor is yours.
Thank you so very much. To give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here and share this information with our listener. It is indeed an honor to work with you, Brother Rashid. We've been doing this for a while now, and there's so much information to share, and you shared quite a bit already, because this is the ongoing. This is the ongoing information that we're sharing, and it's up-to-date information. You know, and we've been talking about what to avoid eating, what to avoid drinking, because all food is not the same, all beverages is not the same, all water is not the same. All these things, we've been talking about these things forever. Every time we start talking about something, then the next following days or the week, we hear a recall on things. Things we already told people, don't eat. Avoid.
That's right.
We've been talking about these forever chemicals forever because they're everywhere. Toxic metal. We talk about all these things here on The Science of Health and You. And basically, this is what health is all about. Health is all about taking care of our cells, Brother Rashid. It is our responsibility to understand that we have to take care of our cells. We're responsible for protecting and taking care of our DNA. Because here's the reason. If we don't protect our DNA, and if it becomes fragmented, the genes will never release the blueprint, set of instructions to it. Will never release the blueprint. If the genes do not release the blueprint to the DNA, the DNA will not have to pass it on to the three RNA. It is the RNAs that produce all our brain essentials for thinking, to be mentally aware, to be emotionally stable. If we don't have these brain essentials, how are you going to be healthy mentally and emotionally? You won't be. You won't be. So if we don't protect our DNA, the gene won't release the blueprint, a set of instructions for our cells to produce all of these things. This is what health is all about. And we have blood impurities. Where are they coming from? They're coming from the air we breathe, from the food we eat. And now you just mentioned the water. Don't drink the water. How long have we been saying don't drink the water and don't cook with it? Not just in Flint, Michigan, not just in Jackson, Mississippi, all over the country. And we've been saying this for as long as we had this program, The Science of Health in You. We said by water and the criteria for which we should determine whether we got good drinking water or not, what's the criteria? We even mentioned those things. Electrolyte-enriched water without impurities at the right pH. All these things are very important. So basically, this is what health is all about. Removing the blood impurities. Because every time we eat food, Brother Rashid, we have blood impurities circulating in our blood. Every time we drink water, there are going to be more blood impurities. So what are we to do? The human body is high maintenance, not low maintenance. We've been misled to believe that it's low maintenance. We don't have to do anything but just eat and drink and go to the bathroom a few times a day. No, there's a lot more that we have to do, Brother Rashid. A lot more that we have to do that we are responsible for. And if we don't do it for ourselves, nobody else will do it. Not going to happen. And that's why we have to become knowledgeable. We have to become knowledgeable. We can't depend on no one to take care of us. We have to take care of ourselves. And that's what this program is all about. That's what symptometry is. We have many rules to health, and we're sharing the rules. We have the laws of physics, how they apply to our body, anatomy and physiology. We have natural laws, universal laws, the pH rule, the iron rule, the sulfur rule, all these different things. And when the human being is out of compliance with these rules, the penalty is a disease. That's the penalty. And we have many things that we have to deal with on this planet. There's predators, there's toxic, there's poison everywhere. And this is what we have to know. We can't take things for granted. So this is, you know, symptometry. So we don't take things for granted. So we have this science. Therapeutic science called symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. Our mission is to re-educate the miseducated and the misinformed in terms of matter of cellular health. Health comes from our cells, all 75 to 100 trillion of them, over 200 different cell types. We repeat this every week on the program, the science of health is you on this platform. IWDM, we mention that every week. And we share the information so we become more responsible. More responsible. Symptometry is the healing science, Brother Rashid. It's a healing science. It takes science to heal the body, to put it back in a state of normalcy. Take science. Now we have that science. We also have a school that people can get more information, become certified symptometry health coach, to become a better caregiver, to become a better person to take care of your own body, your own health. It specializes in removing blood impurities. It specializes in repairing the DNA so the gene would release the blueprint to it. It specializes in repairing the RNAs. It is because of the food we eat, the water we drink, the beverage we drink. It will compromise the DNA, the blood impurities, all these things. So that's what we're here for, to answer people's questions and their concern about health. All health issues could be reversed. All diseases can be cured. But it's up to the person to have that has the disease that would determine whether that disease would be cured or incurable. The person that has it would determine that.
Right. That's really something, I tell you, bro. You know, I do have an internet question already. And those of you who have a question, we want you to press 1 on your phone. Let's get in line, because this is for you. You know, I want you to keep in mind that this program is not for us. It's for you to get answers to serious problems with our health. We only get one of these bodies. So one of the things I did want to say that I want you to cover tonight is that we have 36 million miles of capillaries in our body. Not capillaries, but veins, what we call veins. I mean, oh, I got hit with that one the other day. My brother, I was reading. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that we have 36 million miles of
was it arteries or veins?
Arteries, veins, capillaries, arteries, yeah. All those things.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine. I can't grasp it, brother. I really can't. What God has given us, and for us to be so lackadaisical about how this thing works, and we walk around with our bodies every single day, 24/7. And we don't want to know how it works. 186,000 miles per second, your blood is slowly flowing. You don't want to know. I hope we don't hurt anybody's feeling, because I'm already praying. If I say anything wrong, knowingly or unknowingly, please forgive me. But I have a concern about not only myself and my family, but you and your family as well. We have to realize that things are happening in our lives every day with the hustle and bustles of life. You know, we tend to forget that we walk around with the most magnificent body on the planet Earth. If our brains are not working right, if our veins and tissues and capillaries and muscles are not functioning the way they should be, our DNA or RNA, I know it sounds complicated to hear these type of words, but we need to find out what we need to do to get a better understanding. That means education. That means research. That means taking it upon yourself to learn more about yourself. And I realize that. But here's the question I'm going to answer before I begin to take the ones who have raised their hand already. Septic with S-E-M, she said it with S-E-M-T-I-C, septic, but it's not septic. I think it's sepsis with a S-I-S instead of a T-I-C. Has to do with her husband had an operation, and they cut him, and the infection set in. But in the infection, he had breathing problems. He had heart problems. He had excruciating pain. You know, so it brought to mind some friends of mine I know who had a problem with his mouth. He had that. And the hospital never made it back out. So they tell us about this sepsis that...
I don't hear you, Brother Rashid. Something happened with the volume.
Go ahead.
Yeah, something happened to the volume. I didn't hear you. You had to repeat that.
Okay. So what happened?
I know you said septic.
Yeah, septic. And what happened, he's having this excruciating pain. And his heart, his breathing has been compromised. And she said, "What? All he did was have a knee operation." But we know those infections that happen to us. We know that... It has an effect on us. It's called sepsis, S-E-P-S-I-S. And it's a funny, I'm not really sure, and I'll let you, you know, expound on that, but she's on the line on the internet right now, and she says that, what do I need to do to help if his organs are fine? They did some, and they feed him antibiotics, which I know good and well what that situation is like. But tell us a little bit about this. For those of us who have people who have got an operation, and they get sick, and you wonder why they get sick, and you get infections, you wonder why they get an infection, and what this fungal infection does to our body. So that's one question. And then we're going to take, we've got 404-202, please hold on. We're going to make sure we get to you. But this is a question that came from the internet first, and she has a grave concern for her husband who's still in the hospital. He's been there. He left the hospital, and he had to go back because of the pain. He's been in the hospital now for 7 days. So if you could share with her what his problem is.
Yeah.
And kind of what to say, but give her the
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, Brother Rashid, I forgot to tell you that we have this staff meeting tonight.
Yeah, we're only going to do it.
At the top of the hour, we have to depart.
No problem.
Whenever a human being, this is what we all need to know. That's why we need to know about our body. This is why we need to know about health. There are certain rules. You see, food do not cure diseases. Herbs do not cure diseases. Pharmaceuticals do not cure diseases. Radiation, chemotherapy, surgery cure diseases, Brother Rashid. And soon as you Sunni, there's a microbe that live inside of us. And I mentioned this before. They're part of our matrix. Matter of fact, the matrix, our body, the ground substance that we're all made of, sits on this axa. It's called the FB axa. F stands for fungus, B stands for bacteria. The main bacteria, the king bacteria, Streptococcus. The moment you cut on a person during surgery, Streptococcus goes wild, goes on the offense. He releases all of his arsenals, all of his weapons, so to speak. In other words, he released all of his weapons. He got about 10 of them, 11 of them. And these are toxins that act like enzymes. He released them. That's what affecting her husband.
Wow.
And these things would cause excruciating pain. It will affect every organ in the body because Streptococcus is everywhere. It's part about it, our matrix sits on it. It's the FB axa. These things inside of us, Brother Rashid, believe it or not, they're there. And Streptococcus is waiting. He's looking for us to make a mistake. And we already know, we've been told, surgery do not cure diseases. So why would you have one? Unless it's absolutely necessary and your life dependent upon it. That's when you should have one. Is there any other option, like coming to symptometry and reverse your condition to cure the disease and to get back to normalcy? Normalcy is what the century is all about, the pattern that the Almighty have created. The farther we get away from it, the more chronic our disease will become. So at the hospital, believe it or not, it's where all of the microbes are. All of them. They're there. So if the person survived the surgery, now they got to survive the infection. Because all the microbes live there. Well, all the sick people at the hospital, so where do you think you're going to find the microbes? Where sick people are. Where the body is compromised. Where the cells are compromised. Where they have the growth factor for the virus to live. They're all at the hospital. I'm sorry. All that cleaning, that smell you have, man, those things have adapted. They have adapted. The microbes live in the ventilation system, the air ducts, and all those places in the hospital. What has to happen, the viral toxin has to be ionized. Because they are continuing to circulate in the person's blood. An antibiotic, what is that going to do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's going to denature the person's enzymes. So the person's going to be in a worse condition. It is enzyme that does everything for our body. That is the first essential that our cell has to produce. Enzyme, then we denature them, then we put ourselves in jeopardy all over again. So we're making it clear, and this would be the reason your doctor would not have a clue. They'll be doing all kinds of things and wondering what's going on to the person's heart and these things. Well, you got the toxin from Streptococcus all over the person's body. That's a short answer, Brother Rashid.
Okay, very good. I'm passing the number. Excuse me, I'm texting the number over to her right now for her to at least get a phone call in, and I also send out the information to the website for her to do some her own research and study. So
yeah,
I'm hoping she I got the text. She said thank you so much. I got a better understanding of what's taking place. So I did forward
the
number.
There's an article on the website called Dirty Blood.
Okay.
Dirty Blood Nightmare.
Dirty Blood Nightmare. That's that. I got that article. It's all about.
Yeah.
So, and then we talk about
foods that we eat and how to eat. And you know, we have a line here. I'm going to get this particular line in, and we can talk a little bit more about this with the 20 minutes that we have left with you, how mm-hmm. important it is to consume, how important it is to be careful about the things that we do and how we do it, you know, the type of food that we eat and how to cook it. You know, I mean, we're not saying quit eating food. We're just saying you have to do something different. Certain foods you can eat and you can't eat. And then also preparation is so important. So we have 404-202. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amira Wazir calling from Atlanta, Georgia. How are you all this evening?
You're not doing well. Doing well.
Alhamdulillah. So, you know, I've been listening, and so much is going through my head. One in particular is aromatherapy. So many of us are familiar with aromatherapy because it's been around from Walmart to the dollar store to, you know, to hospitals. And so essential oils are the basis of aromatherapy. It's what it's all about. It's not just about smelling something good. It's about smelling something that's healing. And essential oils are out of frequency. So as we begin to, you know, I've been listening in and off and on, you know, with the program over the last few months. And so this is something I'd like to share with the audience. And, you know, so there's more, my daddy used to say there's more than one way to skin a cat. So I want to share a couple things with the audience about the frequency and essential oils. And if they begin to study, and this is real important, the study of healing modalities, and there are many, you know, the healing power of laughter, the healing power of sound, the healing power of color. There's healing in many, many modalities, but I won't talk about this one right now, the frequency of essential oils, and that's something we've touched on the show quite a few times. So last week, you know, I think it was last week, it was mentioned that when you pray over your food, it raises the frequency of the food. So, I thought about this article that I'd had back in the 90s, and I wanted to read it to the audience, if I may. So, and this is it's a small paragraph, and it's in memory for those of you who knew Dr. Hazel Percelis. She passed away at the remarkable, she passed away in the mid-90s. She was a remarkable woman and pioneer. She lived to be 106 years old. Well, they say 106 years young, so I'll use the word young. And up to the end, she had an active mind of a 20-year-old. She will always be remembered for her research in frequency and the discoveries she made and shared, where she measured the frequency of food before and after prayer and registered a significant increase in frequency when food was blessed. Science is discovering that high-frequency products are better assimilated in the body. We know this to be true with the high frequency of essential oil. So the next time you give thanks and bless your food, remember the additional benefits you're receiving. So we can have things as complex as symptometry and all of the beauty that Allah has given us with that research, but we have been taught by our grandparents to pray over our food. You may not have realized when you were doing that, and you might not have known the origin of it, but our elders knew something that, you know, I'm repeating to you today. The frequency of your food is changed. And when your frequency increases in the food, it increases the healing in the body, increases the body itself. So let me just read you this. I'm going to read you a couple of paragraphs before I leave here today. It says, holding a cup of coffee dropped one man's frequency from 66 hertz, and frequencies are measured in hertz. So it dropped his frequency from 66 hertz to 58 hertz. It took 3 days for the frequency to return to normal. Another man drank the coffee. His frequency dropped from 66 hertz to 52 hertz. After inhaling the oil formula, this was a formula called RC, this man's frequency returned to normal in 21 seconds. Another man's frequency dropped from 65 hertz to 48 hertz when he held a cigarette. Smoking a cigarette dropped the frequency to 42 hertz, the same frequency as cancer. Diseases are on a particular frequency, and when you lower your body's frequency, you tune into that particular disease. Thoughts influence our frequency as well. Negative thoughts lower our frequency by 12 hertz. Frequency is raised by 10 hertz with positive thoughts. Any prayer and meditation increases our frequency by 15 hertz. Now, I just want to read a couple lines from this next one because I don't want to take up too much. I don't want to take up all the time. Oxygen. Disease cannot exist in an oxygen-rich environment. Oxygen delivers nutrients to the cells of the body. If a cell has been deprived of oxygen, the cell wall hardens and nothing can pass in or out. The primary constituent of essential oils is oxygen. Essential oils are lipid-soluble and can penetrate a cell immediately. So if the cell wall has hardened, essential oils will reoxygenate it. So I'm going to stop right there. But what I want to leave with the audience is curiosity, to start looking up essential oils and frequency. Young Living Essential Oils, the company I dealt with back in the 90s, but they are really the pioneer to this. But there's more than one way to heal. And so frequencies have many, many ways, from healing the aura to healing, you know, the DNA to healing just so many things with frequencies. But you got to study. We can't, you know, I can't tell it to you all in just a few minutes. And you won't get it all. This was a lifetime of work, you know. So I just want to leave that with you all about the study of frequency and essential oils.
You know, I truly appreciate that, and thank you for sharing. And, you know, most everything you said is a combination of things that we have to go through to get to what we have to go through to participate in this whole process. So I'll Abdul-Shaheed kind of take the basic things that you said and share with us from his perspective on what's happening with that conversation that she just had. Abdul-Shaheed?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's absolutely correct. You know, anytime we can enhance our positive energy, our positivity, that's going to help our healing process. And that is good. The human being who want to reverse their condition and cure their disease, they must muster up as much positive energy as possible, as much positive energy as possible. It takes positive energy for the person to heal. But we all know that we have to be in compliance with the science. That's all symptomatology is. There's nothing that really complicated. It's just being in compliance. The person has broken rule. If your cells are on lockdown where there's nothing getting into the cell and no toxin and waste being released from the cell, no nutrients, no water, no resources, no glucose, nothing is getting into the cell. I don't care what you're breathing, what you're consuming, it's not going into the cell. If it doesn't go into the cell cannot benefit. The cell would not benefit. It can be essential oils. It can be the best food in the world. But this is the problem. People consume these things, they take supplement, they take all of these things, and they still, they're stuck with their disease. Because the cell is on lockdown. Nothing get in, nothing get out. Now, how do you make the cell membrane permeable again? There's many modalities out here, but I'm not hearing any of them curing diseases. The people are getting sicker and sicker and sicker. If you do not remove the hindrance from the cell membrane to make the membrane permeable again, no nutrients, no resources will go into the cell. No raw material that the cell uses, that the cell would use to restore the person back to normalcy. This is the problem. Our cell must produce brain essential, body essential, cell essential to maintain normalcy. And when it cannot do that, they would manifest symptoms. Symptom is the sign that our body speaks to us. It's the sign the way our body speaks. And the sign called symptom would point a trained symptomatology in the direction of the product that's producing the problem. The problem just didn't come out of nowhere. It came from somewhere. There's cause and there's effect. And this is what we must remember. In order to make the cell membrane permeable, we must ionize it, hydrolyze it, or oxidize it. If that doesn't happen, well, the person would not reverse their condition. And like we said many times, and I continue to say, food do not cure diseases. Herbs do not cure diseases. Those fragrances, they don't cure diseases. They treat the symptoms. And they produce blockage of relocation. It didn't go anywhere. It just moved from one part of the body to another part of the body.
Yeah.
Because the cells have not been ionized. The cell membrane is still blocked. How are you going to get what you need to get into it? You need nutrients and resources. That's what the cells need. And here's another point I just want to bring out. I mean, what she said was excellent information, but it's not the whole story. Every substance that Mother Nature produces, every product that Mother Nature produces have two components, one positive, one negative. They are together to keep the balance. Now, it's only positive energy that heals the person. You cannot heal with negative energy. How you separate the two? That's what sometimes you're able to do. Separate the two and have only positive energy for healing. So all of the disease marker has been removed from the person's body. And it's back in compliance. All they have to do is maintain being in compliance with the rules and the laws of physics.
Yes, sir. So those
so
those
I think
help
we'll be
out. It's so many. It's so much in the health field that we need to pay attention to. We need to study.
Yes.
We need to get a better understanding of how things work together. So we do have another phone call. I think we've got enough time for you to answer this one. We have 404-259. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. And welcome to the Science of Health and You. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Assalamu alaikum. This is Steve Meyer, the manager. I was just envisioning what you were talking about. When I was in physiology, we had to learn that cell wall and the semipermeability of certain ion carriers and all this. And I envisioned all of that, what you were saying. I'm just trying to figure out how do you measure what part would be medicinal versus causing total chaos in the cells or in the body from that. I don't know how you measure that. Because what you're saying is making total sense to me about that cell semipermeability of the cell. It makes total sense to me. But I'm just trying to figure out where does the buck start when it comes to measuring what is appropriate and what's medicinal for someone, or I say curing for someone, versus something that might be on the fine line of causing total chaos. Can you answer that question?
Absolutely. Here's where it all starts. Whatever we eat and what we drink and the substance that chemicals that we expose ourselves to will affect our cell behavior and their structure in the following three ways. This is it right here.
Okay.
Number one, they will cause pH imbalance and iron loss. If our cell have pH imbalance, you have a problem. If our cell loses iron, you have a problem. It is iron that gives them the power, the pressure, the speed, the momentum, the acceleration, the strength to do the job, to keep us healthy.
That's on the hemoglobin? On the hemoglobin, is that what you mean? Where iron molecule?
Iron-rich blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's in the hemoglobin. That's why the red blood cells do not have a nucleus, so it can have more oxygen there.
Okay.
Carry it throughout the body.
Mm-hmm.
If that oxygen is not there, that molecule is not there, then the person is going to suffocate.
Right.
They'll have breathing problems. Okay? Number two, they will be full of blood impurities. No one mentioned blood impurities. No one on planet Earth have clean blood. Why? Because we eat food, and we're exposed to man-made and natural chemicals, and we drink water. They're everywhere. These things are everywhere. So we have to always be reducing blood impurities. How you do that? Fast? Nope, not good enough.
You have to use subatomic particles. We came from atoms, and that is the sign, and we're going back to atoms. So we use what atoms are made of to remove these blood impurities. There's many of them, hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm.
And many people never ionized their blood one time, and they 60, 70, 80 years old. And these blood impurity goes everywhere, jamming the cells. Our cells are so tiny, 1/50th of a pinhead. So it's mm-hmm. easy for them to become congested. You can't even see them. Okay, so we have to always be removing and reducing blood impurities. Because everything we're exposed to going right in our blood and going to circulate. Number three, they will make us violate these things that we eat and these things that we're exposed to and the water we drink. They will make us violate the pH rule. If we violate the pH rule, there's a pH police inside of us called Streptococcus. Mm-hmm. He's coming out and wreak havoc. There's natural laws, and here are the natural laws. Whatever is old must be replaced by something new. This is why our cells divide. Mm-hmm. If we prevent them from dividing because of what we're eating, we can't produce the enzyme for cell division, then no way you're going to have brain essential, body essential, cell essential to keep the person on a paradigm of what's normal. Normalcy mm-hmm. is the key, the filter, the pattern that the Almighty created. We must stay within that perimeter. If we don't, we will have something wanting us. Then if we don't do what we need to do or correct our problem then or correct our mistakes, then full-blown diseases. This is why we have diseases. A human being is not supposed to have a disease because a disease is an abnormality in the blood, in the tissue, in the organ, in the lymphatic system, somewhere in the body, in the crypts, in the membrane. It's an abnormality, which means we shouldn't have it. It's away from normalcy. So whatever is old must be replaced by something new. New cell must replace old cell. Whatever is weakened in us must be strengthened. Planet Earth is no place for weakness. If it is, you're going to be taken advantage of. Microbes everywhere. They're waiting for us to be weak, become weak. Then the other one that the weak people are going to be the one that's going to get pounced on by microbes.
Mm-hmm.
In the air, in the water, in the food. So we must obey these laws. They're laws of physics. First law, things must move. That's motion. First law of classical physics. Second law, things must move with speed. Everything under our skin must move with the speed of light. Blood circulating with speed. Reflexes operating, sending and receiving with speed. Brain mm-hmm. is central, body is central, cell is central, must be produced with speed in mind. Enzyme must be produced by speed. If not, if anything slows down, microbes are coming to investigate. Why? Because they are the enforcers to the health rules.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not. And there's many health rules, and we'll be sharing some of these health rules, the pH rule, the iron rules, the sulfur rule, all these things, speed rule. Nobody shared these things, shared this information with us before. Now we have this information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to each and every one of us to take care of our human body, because without this body, you won't be here. We'll make our transition. We're energy dependent. If something depletes our energy level, we're going to be exhausted. And then we end up running out of energy. That'd be the date we make our transition. Nothing happened in the human body without energy. So we eat food that deplete energy level. We drink beverages that deplete our energy level. We deal with negative people that deplete our energy level. And on and on and on. So I think that's what it is. See, we have to reverse our condition by following the pattern. It takes positive mm-hmm. energy. Yes, healing and disease starts in the person's mind. The
mm-hmm.
mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the decision that we make. Many people give in too quickly. They throw in the towel and they feel comfortable with death approaching. Well, that's what your body going to do. It's going to set you up to get out of here, make your exit, real dignified. But you have to be determined to be healthy. You have to be determined to cure your disease. Determination is powerful. That's what the prayer is all about, give you determination. to give you the help that you need, to help your intuition to send you in the right direction once you can receive the help you need. It by itself is not going to change the condition.
And that's the beauty of this show, The Science of Helping You. We have this opportunity to get this basic information that you will not get from your medical doctor. He's not going to take the time out to share with you. This is what we're going to be doing in the upcoming month of Ramadan. We're going to be talking about things that affect us and little things such as the question that you asked today. Tell me something. Why? How? You know, that's the ingenuity that we're looking for on this show. We want you to ask those questions. And Amira gave a beautiful analysis on energy and all those combination of things. But without this mental health, without being able to think properly, none of this stuff is going to work for us. So this combination of education that we do here on IWDM every single Tuesday, we should be getting our family members at the table and listening to how our body works. We started with the brain in January. We're going to continue going to the 11 systems of how our body works, the skeletal system, the respiratory, all those systems will be discussed, and we want to break it down to the minute understanding where people can really grasp what we're talking about here, because this is a complicated piece of machinery. It is truly complicated. And the words that we use, most of us don't know anything about enzymes and microbes and streptococcus, and we don't even know what those words mean. But we break it down to that level where you can grasp the understanding to make sure and ensure that you get what you need to be successful in life. Now, I know you have to go, my brother. You're about almost a little bit past.
I want to give a closing statement.
Yes, sir. Give me closing statement.
And you have to give our contact information because I'm going to have to go. A person is not sick because they did not have a specific drug in their system. We're not sick because of some dietary supplement we didn't take. We're not sick because of some specific herb we didn't take that's not in our system. We're not sick because of some aromatherapy we did not take or some essential oil we did not inhale. A person is sick, not because they didn't receive some acupuncture or some chiropractic adjustment, though the person might need those things. A person is sick for this reason. Their DNA has been fragmented. They did not protect their DNA, and they did not protect their cell from the law of intuition, the pH rule, and the iron rule. See, we have intuition. The Almighty has gifted us with intuition, but we don't use it enough. All we use the first thought. Follow the first thought. But we don't use our own God-given intuition enough to solve our problem. This is what the problem is, Brother Rashid. We have to follow the pattern. Sir. Take care of our cells, take care of our DNA, and reduce blood impurity in our body, and our health will come back to us, and we will be in control. So I just want to end it with that. And it has been, we certainly appreciate all of the questions. They were excellent questions. And this is what we have to do. Have a change of mindset. Look a little deeper. The Almighty has blessed us with everything, and it's already inside of us. Every question answered is already inside of us. So
yes,
I'd like to give the greetings. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto everyone. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, my brother. We hate that you couldn't put in a little bit more time tonight, but
I really hate it.
Okay.
I want to stick around,
and,
but I have to go.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. Let me open up the mic. Okay, let me open up the mic for one other person here. And I'm sorry, Amina, 111111. I know that's you. I'm sorry you didn't get a chance to ask your question. But if you have a comment or something you want to say, feel free. The mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to greet my brother, and I will be. Well, I'm in touch with him and his wife often, anyway. So I'll be following up on something. But what I wanted to mention today is that I had an interesting day. I had an eye doctor appointment, follow up appointment, and they tested me. They did all kinds of tests on my eyes. My eye doctors are excellent. I just love them. What they found is that I don't have as much inflammation as was first thought, but there is some inflammation, and that is some macular degeneration and some glaucoma. It's not bad, serious, but it is in the it's in there. You know, I had my eye doctor print out what the, you know, the diagnosis was. Basically, it was a follow-up to a previous appointment to test for all of those issues. And there's something going on with my optic nerve. It's not as bad as was first thought, because it's not affecting my vision or anything. But there is some inflammation, and I'm already in the process of clearing it up. But I just want to mention that this is an issue for a lot of people, and what I'm already planning to do is continue the symptometry treatments that I do have, and also enhance what I'm doing, which is you know, looking more into, because I research everything, as you know. I'm always researching anything medical.
Right.
And the bigger and longer the words are, the better for me. I just love it. I love it. So I'm already, you know, I have my computer on, you know, mostly every other day. And I'm looking at, you know, the meanings of a lot of these terms. I've been in the medical field, the low end, in these nursing homes and all of that for most of my career, and studied a medical assistant and patient care technician and all of that. I've been in the medical field mindset for a long time, and I'm going to continue. But what I'm saying is that the first thing I thought of when the doctor prescribed for me these eye vitamins, I said, oh, here we go. I already know what I'm going to do, symptometry.
Right. But, you know, one of the recalls that I don't know if he was on the phone when we started, one of the recalls was eye drops. They have now
that's what I was going to say. I'm not doing any drops of any kind.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what's in it. I can't trust it.
The eye drops are now causing blindness, and they also are causing people to have surgery on their eyes, where in some cases their eye sockets are removed. It is serious.
Exactly.
They had a major recall on eye drops, or that, you know, the stuff to help you with your tears. Stay away from that stuff. It is absolutely deadly. So these are some of the things that we try to bring in. Thank you so much, Amina. We really appreciate your comments.
One other thing I wanted to mention, because this may help some of the parents. There's a lot of parents out here that are dealing with, you know, their health issues of their children and what has been going on. I just saw on one of the health advocacy websites that I regularly peruse every single week, where this person that's, I don't even know what to call them, but anyway, they gave this young mother of three, one of her children, they gave her the children's pediatrician gave them the children a shot without her permission, without her consent, and she's suing the doctor because the doctor was fear-mongered by the CDC World Health Organization and all of that, you know. They found out is that they've been bullying doctors, and a lot of people didn't want to even deal with that, but they've been bullying doctors, and a lot of doctors have been leaving the field because if they have any treatments that they prescribe, other than what the protocol is, which has been found to be a lot of misinformation that they're giving people. And I'm talking about the World Health Organization and CDC. They're being sued right and left because of that. So I just wanted to put that out there. I don't know who's heard or hasn't heard because it's not on mainstream media. So that's all.
And it won't be on mainstream media anyway. That's why I wanted to do our research here to make sure that our audience gets that information. Whether you're on the internet, whether you come online, we usually try to provide you with the upcoming information that we just don't get because they're not going to put it on Main Street America, just like the vaccine, they're not going to put it on Main Street America. So those are things that we have to be concerned about and make sure that we get up on. So thank you so much for sharing information. Appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing from you. Now, we're going to be on, for those of you who don't know, before we get off the line, starting next Tuesday, and all the programming on IWGM Radio on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we will be on at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock to honor and respect your Ramadan breaking of your fast and ensuring, making sure that you get what you need. And we're only going to be on for 1 hour. So make sure that when I send the links out for those who would still like to get the links and those who don't, please let me know. We send out the marketing links to let everybody know what's taking place on Monday, on Tuesdays on the Science of Health and You. So we will be on next week at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So great. Thank you so much, Sister Amira. And for those of you who are on the line, you may have a question. Again, please raise your hand. And I'm just a brother from the hood trying to do the world some good. So forgive me if I can't be as explicit as Dr. Shaheed. I'm studying. I'm in the class, and I'm trying to learn as much as you guys are trying to learn. The more information that I can receive, the more I can share. I don't give advice, and we don't give advice. We just share educational information so you can have an alternative means of thinking and alternative ways of processing information and not let someone try to tell you without giving you the what I refer to as the root-based therapy. Symptometry is the study of the human, of the living cells. That's what symptometry is. So don't be confused by when he's talking about symptometry. It's a research, the study of the living cell, you know. And so we need to know more about that and the particulars and the molecules that he's talking about. You know, it's not necessary that you go into that right now, but what is necessary, you do the research. You do the education. You dig in for yourself and find out what your alternatives are and the ability to speak and ask questions. This website that they have, and let me share the website with you. He didn't get a chance to do so. The website is amsos.org. That's amsos.org. And on that particular website, if you click on the articles, they have a plethora of information about pretty much anything that you want to know. And he did mention tonight that what we call this dirty blood syndrome, that he has that information that's available to you. Please look at that particular article on there and understand the importance of cleaning out your blood. And that's how we started the program tonight. It was about blood cleansing. It's about changing the dynamics and the reaction to your body to things that you eat. So that's one of the things. And his number, just in case of those who want to get that number, is 678-572-7269. Once again, that's 678-572-7269. If in case you didn't get that and you want to call and get some information from me where I can help you with some of the recipes and the information and the articles that we have available, my number is 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. Please tell a family member or friend what's taking place here on Tuesdays from normally it's 6 to 8. And don't forget, next week we'll be on from 4 Central Standard Time, 5 Eastern Standard Time, and you'll be able to get more information about that. So with that, any other questions we may have, please raise your hand. About anything you may want to ask, feel free. I'll open your mic so you can get that information. Okay. Anyone? Okay, well, we're not going to prolong you tonight. You know, and we said enough to study for the rest of the month. The information has been provided. I'm telling you, sometimes I hear some of these words and I start studying, and I'm like, I'm engaged, you know, because I'm looking at this. Ladies and gentlemen, my focus is my children. We always talk about generational wealth, but I'm talking about generational health. How can we extend what we know from an education perspective when it comes to our health care? And I refer to it as self-care. How can I extend it to my daughter and my son? And how can they extend it to their children, my grandkids? So this is how we make sure that our babies are around thinking properly. When they diagnose us with all these different diseases, from PhD to ADHD and this D and that D and all these letters they throw behind our names, diabetes, high blood pressure, and all that stuff is something that we can do something about by our consumption, not only of food, but information as well. So we want to consume as much as we possibly can. And those of us who are going through the month of Ramadan, if you're going through Lent, if you're going through whatever religious ceremony, we should consume not only the physical aspects of things, the mental, the spiritual. What makes this body work that we walk around with 24/7? How does it function? How in the world does my blood flow at 186,000 miles per second? I mean, that right there blew me away when I first heard it. I said, oh, my God, how does blood flow this fast? But when you think about the high energy levels, when we think about the foods that we eat, the less food that you eat, how your energy maintains a certain status, then you can get a feel for your body working on behalf of you. So with that, since we have no other questions, we do want to close out and share with you the rest of the week on IWDM Radio. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and we have the Parenting and Reconstruction Learning Lab. The Parenting and Reconstruction Learning Lab. We'll be on at our regular time at 6 o'clock. And that time will transfer to 6 Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time at 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. And we do have, after that particular show, a program called the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where we have distinguished guests who are from our community come on, and we speak in terms of what we can do Islamically. And we also have guests sometimes who are not Muslims as well. So that show comes on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on Thursday, we have the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. For those of you who are entertaining getting married or who want to get more information about the marriage that you're in and understand about marriage contracts and things of that nature, and to make sure that we have a communicable type of situation going on in our personal lives with our family, and we also have the opportunity to, if you're not married, what's some of the things you should look for before you get married. That comes on also, and that will be on tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's Thursday. Usually by that time, I think we'll be in our first day of fasting, so we want to make sure we don't interfere with that. And then on Saturday, we have the MGM Roundtable that will take place at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time. And this coming Sunday, we have Words Make People. It comes on at its regular time, 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's the kind of the roundup of what happens here on IWDM Radio. We also have a show that comes on Monday called ABCs. It's an Islamic-based conversation with Nazim Pasha. He comes on, and his show comes on. It's going to be starting next week at 4 p.m. as well. So just take your time out and look at some of those days that we can readjust our schedule. Get information that benefits you, benefits your family, benefits your friends and communities, and let's think in terms of how do we become better during this month of Ramadan, how do we become better during this time of Lent, and how do we get better, period, when it comes to optimal health. We thank you so much for that particular opportunity to be with us tonight. So we'd like to close out our show tonight. And we just want to, concern ourselves with learning. And also for our teachers who are on the line and our children who are on the line, we want you to benefit by what we're talking about. So with that, we say to you, assalamu alaikum, may Allah please, may Allah guide you and strengthen you as we move forward. And we ask you, we need to teach our children. That is our without that, we have no future. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I leave you with Will Morrison. Teach the children.
get good results from your children, from your children, from your children.
I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.